When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Biggest takeaway from Hard Knocks, Mike Tomlin loves those chili-flavored Fritos.
Was it chili or barbecue?
Barbecue-flavored Fritos.
Oh.
Which I rank below the original brand, though. The original kind, the original flavor, just Frito Fritos.
You like those?
You don't like those?
No.
You don't like regular Fritos?
No.
You don't like
There's
those.
No substance to them. Like, they're just a corn chip.
Oh, yeah, it's nobody like, likes like, corn chips.
It's like eating
The Aztecs didn't like corn. Made their whole civilization go round and round.
150 million years ago?
What do you think? They were around the dinosaurs?
I'm just saying. Like, I mean, it's like eating a Tostitos
No, they're
chip.
Better than those.
No, it's like eating a Tostitos chip without salsa.
No, that would be like...
It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing. There's a different kind of consistency.
But they're the same. They're
both corn chips, but they're different.
They're the same thing.
There's a different salt quotient.
No.
Now, I think that the variants are very good.
You're saying it's like saying that you like Tostitos chips over Doritos.
No, it's not. I think
same thing.
I think Frito has a unique flavor profile, which makes it stand on its own. And I will take any and all texts on this at 412-928-9370. The flavor ones are great, but I like the original. You ever make a walking taco?
You like corn flakes over frosted flakes. That's basically what you're saying.
Some people would. I don't. But some people would.
To be fair, though, if you're making a walking taco, you're putting it in as an ingredient, not eating it straight.
I know, that wasn't my first point. But it's among my points.
But it's I'm going to just dismantle every point I can. I was just talking about.
Okay, yeah.
Fact checks.
Yeah, just go down and get point number four. Just attack that one. This is a big day here, by the way, on 93.7 The Fan. We're all wearing purple today to raise awareness for domestic violence and the victims of domestic violence. And this hour's game changer sponsor for our fight against domestic violence is Megan Ford in Connellsville. You can be a game changer, too. Go to 93.7thefan.com, click on Fan for the Win, and then donate. A donation of any size will help survivors who are spending the holidays in a shelter in search of safety. It hits you when you think about it that way. Holiday season, survivors spending the holidays in a shelter. Safety is a basic human need that most of us just simply take for granted. So by donating, you are spreading a gift of safety and relief. More on this as we go forward here on today's show. And again, just go to 93.7thefan.com. You'll find your link to donate and to help right there on the homepage. All right, so Mike Tomlin talked about George Pickens after the Steelers' victory over the Bengals and said he needs to grow up.
You know, he just got to grow up, man. It's an emotional game, man. These divisional games are big. He got a target on his back because he's George. He understands that. But he's got to grow up. He's got to grow up in a hurry.
So that was Tomlin after the game. This is Tomlin back and forth with Brooke Pryor yesterday during his news conference about Pickens.
He said that George needed to grow up regarding the penalties that he had. That's been a recurring thing because of that, at what point do you consider changing the approach to work on him minimizing those penalties and situations in game?
I'm not going to give you any detail about what goes on behind the scenes in terms of his growth and development. You know that's my style, and I'm going to be really consistent in it. Being transparent with you guys doesn't necessarily help or accelerate the growth process, and that's my agenda, not necessarily feeding the beast.
But is it a concern that he's had these penalties that are costly?
If it is or isn't, I wouldn't necessarily tell you, to be quite honest with you.
So I get that. I mean, you call him out after the game, though, say he needs to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is more real than what happens in the press conference.
Yes.
Because that's emotion.
Right.
That's how you're really feeling. Sometimes you're not going to have the opportunity to filter all that out. It's going to kind of be stream of consciousness. We know Tomlin. He knows how to play the media. He knows what he wants to say in the press conferences on Tuesdays. But after the game, I think he sometimes lets it fly a little bit more. I think he is upset with George Pickens and the way that he has handled some of his business. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean he needs to tell the media what his plan is with all of that, but I still think what he said after the game is legit, and I am guessing that he'll address it or has already addressed it with Pickens.
Well, it's very aware that he, you know, he's tender to the situation with George Pickens, because if he wasn't, if he just kind of let it go by and was like, all right, George is going to figure this out and I don't have to kind of, you know, reprimand him at all, he wouldn't have pulled him aside after the pick six.
Yeah.
Early on in the game. Like, we need you. Like, we need you to stay locked in. We need you, you know, don't worry about this. Don't worry about this. So you could just tell right there that he's already, you know, kind of, hey, I'm on, you know, on thin ice with George and what he's going to do. And then obviously he does the things he did throughout the rest of the game. And then after the game, Mike Tomlin says what he says. And then he sits back and kind of calms down and then goes into the press conference and is like, yeah, I'm not going to give you guys any information, but I guarantee he's had conversation with George yesterday or the day before.
I guarantee he did too.
100%.
And I think you make a good point about bringing up the clip from Hard Knocks there. I think Mike Tomlin's really good at dealing with these situations, and I don't think that's a popular opinion. I don't think people agree with me on that.
Mm-mm.
With what happened with Antonio Brown and
Deontay
and Le'Veon Bell. What it looks like for me with Deontay is they moved on at the exact right time.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they did with Antonio Brown too. Like, did they give him a little extra freedom, maybe a lot of extra freedom to be Antonio? Sure they did. What's Tomlin's job, though, is to win football games. And in those days, you want Antonio Brown on the field. And so you give him enough slack to kind of be a lunatic jackass because you want him to play football for you.
Yeah.
Because he's one of the best receivers in the history of the sport. I don't know that he handled the LeGarrette Blount situation wonderfully, but maybe LeGarrette Blount was always looking to be an aggrieved party. Why do you sign in Pittsburgh behind a Le'Veon Bell? I don't know. I think he did what he had to with AB. I think he's sort of trying to walk this tightrope here with George Pickens, where you want to kind of give him that fatherly, put your arm around him, but also be critical of him kind of deal, because you don't want to lose him. And look, the penalties can't happen, because come playoff time, if something like this happens and you cost 15 yards, you cost 30 yards overall, or you get, by God, tossed out of a game, that ain't good. It's very bad. Detrimental to your winning efforts, as Mike Tomlin would probably put it. But I don't know. Has it reached the level of being something that is losing the Steelers games? I don't think we got there yet.
It's not there yet, but I think that the real conversation is it could get there, because now, like, NFL players are always looking for tendencies, right? We talk about that. I mean, it's more about, like, all right, how does a guy step? How does a guy, you know, put his hands in and does his up and under moves like this? But they're also looking at tendencies, like, can I get in the guy's head? So now moving forward, if I am a defensive coordinator and I'm talking to my defense, do everything you can to get in that guy's head, because he's going to unravel. I think that Mike Tomlin's trying to halt that more than anything. Moving forward, he's like, listen, you keep putting this on film, the next team that we play is going to watch this,
yeah,
and they're going to be even worse than what this situation was. You're doing it to yourself, you know. I mean, it's not really anybody doing it to you in the last game. You did it to yourself with the, you know, handing the ball to the player whenever he's over top of him. Like, you're exposing yourself to more damage down in the future. Let's stop this right now so nobody has any ammo on you. I think that that's probably a part of it as well, is because you know it's going to happen on Sunday with Newsom and the whole defense of the Browns.
He's going to hear it.
That's
for
the number one
60
message.
Minutes.
Is that Absolutely. Not the number one message? If you're going in there today, it's your first pat or it's your first regular practice for the week. If you're the Browns, number 14, do whatever you got to do to get in his head.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number one message if you're the Browns.
And I thought that it was instructional to see what Tomlin did on Sunday with Pickens after the pick six, and then to actually hear what he said on Hard Knocks. Tomlin is that is my legit biggest takeaway, not the Fritos thing, although we'll keep getting into that because the text line has popped. Mike Tomlin, he clearly understands with Pickens. Clearly understands. Because Tomlin easily could have gone to George in that moment and said, hey, that wasn't your fault. That's not what he did.
Mm-mm.
He said, we're not losing the game because of that. Or something to that effect. Because he knows he needs to keep his guy's head in it. That is an acknowledgement that we all got to see because of the magic of HBO, that Mike Tomlin understands the psyche of that guy. Now, is it going to get through to him? Great. Great question, Crowley. I don't know. I can't predict that. If he's going to hear the message, but at least that showed me that Mike Tomlin understood that the message needed to be delivered. 412-928-9370. Chili cheese. They're chili cheese Fritos.
Mm, those are better, yes, than regular.
The barbecue twisted ones are good.
Those are addicting.
They're all addicting. Including the original brand.
How many people are agreeing with you right now?
Not many. Including this guy on the text line, 412-928-9370. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Does that bleep hole ever shut up and let fans talk? He wastes time talking about Fritos.
Watch cows clapping.
I don't like that. He's supposed to be loyal.
Yeah, you're real kind to me all the time. That's true. You give me reasons every day to be loyal to you. Absolutely.
Tell me you ain't like a regular original Frito.
I don't.
Ugh. Devastating. The salt quotient's perfect, and they're folded. You just place it on your tongue. That's what I like to do, one at a time. Are you a one at a time guy? You a handful kind of guy? You put a handful in your mouth or one at a time?
Handful.
Callous?
Of ones with substance, though, not ones that
That's
are
fine.
Corn chips.
Forget that. I'm asking a different question.
I'm just saying.
I do one at a time, but in rapid succession.
That's what I do. I do it with potato chips. I do it with popcorn at the movies, one
actually,
at a time.
I don't know. I might do one at a time. Yeah, I might do one at a time, actually.
All right, let's let the fans talk next. The listeners talk at 412-928-9370. You have the same takeaway that I do from Hard Knocks, which is that Mike Tomlin understands he's got to deal with George Pickens. 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls next. You can also tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Tomlin's also got another player that he's got to look out for. I'll tell you about him when we return as well.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to Tomlin and Pickens and all that jazz in a minute. Did you see the trailer for the Aaron Rodgers 3-part Netflix documentary?
Enigma.
Aaron Rodgers.
Enigma.
I swear to God, I would rather watch Nicholas Callis
Enigma
over Aaron Rodgers Enigma. Seriously, this guy goes on these dark room retreats, right? And there's a video crew there. We talk about Hard Knocks a lot in the first hour of the show and how we think Mike Tomlin, if anything's dialing it back, but he's still being as much authentic Tomlin as he can. How am I supposed to take, and I rarely did anyway, how am I supposed to take anything this guy does or says seriously when he thinks that he's this enigma, when he thinks that he's this out-of-the-box kind of free thinker dude, when for the last couple of years, all that weird stuff he's been doing, he's had video crews following him. Like, you're not on an ayahuasca, eye-opening, life-changing retreat when you got video cameras
there?
That
is true. That is true. Come on. You're not going to give him a chance.
What a fraud.
You won't give Aaron Rodgers
a
chance.
Oh, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it. I mean, they have him talking to RFK Jr. about being the vice president on his ticket.
That's just...
It's all there, dude.
I think he lost his mind.
I think that might be part of it,
like
too.
Like a while ago. Like a long time ago. Like, not long time ago, but like 6 years ago. I think he'd like lost his mind a little bit.
There's nothing more dangerous than an imbecile who thinks they're smart.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'd go so far as to say he's an imbecile, but he's nowhere near as smart as he thinks he is. Darn it, I'll watch it. I think we need to make a spoof trailer with Harry Callis going through all the same things. Nicholas Harry Callis, Enigma.
I started laughing when he said an imbecile thinks he's smart. Because I think that defines me somewhat well.
I thought he was going to take a shot
at me. I thought he was taking a shot at you. He started laughing back there. I was like, oh, man, he's about to take a shot at Crowley. And he took a shot at himself.
Growth.
I've shared enough wrong information on this show, enough I need to take accountability for that.
Me too. Happens to all of us. We get things wrong.
I thought I said two goal lead instead of three when I did my last headline.
Yeah, I criticized him during the break. I said the Penguins actually blew a 3-goal lead, not a 2-goal lead. And he said, I said three. I said, no, you didn't. Then he pulled up the tape, and you know what he said?
Three.
Yeah. I'm just looking for it for him.
Yeah, you are.
Newman in Monongahela joining us now. Hello, Newman.
Hello, guys. Hey, real quick with the Pickens thing, I just a little background. I coached football for 19 years and basketball for 18. And I don't care if I had a star player. If they started to be a cancer to their team, they sat. including my own son, when he was the star of the team, he sat.
Yeah, but you're not paying them over $1 million.
I don't care. You hurt the team. You don't belong on the team.
Was Antonio Brown hurting the team or helping the team?
Hurting it.
I argue he helped the team a hell of a lot more than he hurt it when he's racking up 1,800 yeah. yards.
Yes.
And it was only when he could not be saved that they then moved him on to the Raiders. They did sit him. When he threw a ball at the quarterback's feet mm-hmm. and was mouthing off in practice, that's when they sat him, and that was it.
Yep.
The last game he ever played was against the New Orleans Saints. Juju fumbled the game away. Then Juju was voted the team MVP. AB couldn't handle it, and that was that. But Mike Tomlin has a responsibility to win football games. I don't think that his enabling made Antonio Brown what Antonio Brown became. I really don't.
Mm-mm.
I think Antonio Brown was a ticking time bomb. I think head injuries might have exasperated some things.
What's the money?
I think money, that's exactly what I was about to say. Same thing. And his job is to get wins. And up until the point where he thought AB wasn't going to help them get wins, you get his ass on the field. If that means letting him fly a helicopter, I had no problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
None. Zero. AB was one of one. One of probably the top five, in my opinion, wide receivers of all time. You want that guy to play. You know, T.O., he would always wear out his welcome. But your job as a head coach was to get T.O. on the football field until his actions were actively hurting the team. And teams moved on from that guy when push came to shove and that wound up happening. Now, George Pickens ain't as good as AB. I would also argue that he's not as bad as what Deontay's done. I would argue that Tomlin, actually, when he did do some Deontay stuff, benched him. Like, load management. Nah, they benched him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They benched him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So Tomlin actually kind of did. He's not as bad to me as Claypool, who questions practice methods and stuff like that. He's not as bad. No one is as AB. I don't know that, you know, Martavis Bryant you couldn't deal with because he just wasn't going to be available for you. I don't lump Pickens in with them yet. Are we trending that way? Maybe. Maybe. But you can't be cutting off your nose to spite your face.
No, you need him.
You're trying to win football games. They're trying to win a playoff game. You want to win playoff games, you need that guy on the field. You don't have a quality, legit number two wide receiver. He's got to be the guy. By the way, we're wearing purple today. Not in support of the Baltimore Ravens. That would be sacrilege around here. We are all wearing purple today on 93.7 The Fan to raise awareness for domestic assault victims. And we'd like to thank Keystone Custom Apparel for all the purple shirts that we're all going to be wearing today. We'll tell you more about the Fan for the Win Challenge. You can donate to help women and children who are victims of domestic abuse. Just go to 937thefan.com right there on the homepage. Make it super easy to donate. All right, coming up next, we've talked about Pickens. We'll take some more calls because they've come in here on Pickens at 412-928-9370. But there's another guy, too, that, well, he might need to be coached a little bit differently. Maybe. We'll talk about it. Here's one for you, Doran. I'm a manager for a big franchise. I have a few employees who are late nearly daily, and I allow it because they are some of the best I have and never have to tell them how to do their job. But as soon as someone has a temper tantrum, I sit them down and explain how it's detrimental to the team building and how they look like a bleep when they do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, who's saying that Mike Tomlin doesn't do that?
Correct. Also, I do buy into you do treat people differently.
Absolutely.
Everyone's different. I mean, we've had this conversation before. Some guys need to be coached. And some guys, you can't give them the tough love.
Uh-uh.
Some guys will fold up like a cheap suit. Doran, my boss was yelling at me. I've had bosses like that. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't
same.
Know. Most people don't like getting yelled at. I'm a sensitive guy. I'm going to get yelled at. Find other ways to motivate.
Right, yeah. Like I feel like yelling is just demeaning. Like
yes.
No, like I'm a grown dude. Like
we're on your side here. We're all shooting for the same thing. You don't need to yell at me. I've had bosses like that before and I hated it. Micromanagers. I hated it. Now we don't got that problem. But I do think some people respond to that. But you need to find out who responds to what. My biggest takeaway from Hard Knocks was just that Mike Tomlin basically acknowledges that Pickens, well, you gotta handle him. That's why he pulled him to the side after the pick six, because he knows that Pickens can be a problem. Stay in the fight. We're not going to let that define us. That's not the reason we're going to lose this game. Why? Because he knows that Pickens could maybe trail off. You could lose him. That was an acknowledgement to me, and I think a big one, whether he intended it or not, and I don't think he intended it, obviously, but he is wearing the microphones. 412-928-9370. There's another guy that I think might need a stern talking to, and I think Tomlin, in this instance, is kind of letting Joey Porter Jr. off the hook. He was asked about Porter and his penalties yesterday in his press conference.
No tweaks in terms of the approach. Certainly, he could have been better from a technical standpoint. In review of the tape, some technical things at the line of scrimmage that oftentimes lead to circumstances down the field could be better. But also, as I mentioned after the game, a component of that is competing against the likes of T. Higgins and his style of play. I felt the same way when we played DK Metcalf late last year, for example. You have to match physicality of these big people, and sometimes you do so at risk, and that's just a tightrope that he are willing to walk in an effort to be competitive. One thing we're not going to do is turn it down and allow him to catch the ball. He's a big guy. As you saw that touchdown he had late in the game against Cam Sutton, he is a challenge. You know, when we play Shaq, we're going to use our fouls.
I mean, he ain't Shaq. Here's the other thing why I don't like the analogy. You hack a Shaq, he ain't going up and dunking the basketball. You're making it harder for him to score because he couldn't shoot foul shots.
Mm-hmm.
You foul T. Higgins, you're putting the ball at the spot of the foul. It's like he caught it anyhow.
Right.
And I think Pickens and Joey Porter Jr. need to now play cleaner than ever because they're under the microscope.
Yeah.
They're basically on probation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I got pulled over with no points on my license, no big deal, slap on the wrist. You get pulled over and you're on probation, they might search your car. It's just a different set of circumstances. And maybe it's not fair. Maybe it's not. But Joey Porter Jr. has got a reputation. He's going to tug a little bit.
Yep.
George Pickens got a reputation. He's going to make a play and then let you know a little bit. And so I think you need to walk a finer line. And yeah, T. Higgins ain't Shaq. I don't buy that analogy.
That was funny. That was funny, though.
This is probably... Side note, this is probably way easier said than done. But, like, I guarantee you, and I'm serious about this. This isn't like me catching a football in the middle of the field in the NFL. Like, I can't actually do that. At the foul line, I could shoot at a higher clip than Shaq.
No.
Yes, I could.
No.
No doubt about it.
No, you couldn't.
Yes.
I'm in a game.
Yes.
Or in practice.
Either one.
No, in a game in front of all those people.
I mean, if I actually...
You'd pee down your leg.
If I actually got fouled and I had to play 48 minutes and I'm tired, then no. But if it's just Shaq gets fouled and instead of Shaq taking the free throws, it's like the golden at-bat rule. Yeah, I come in and shoot the free throws.
In front of all those people.
Yes.
There's no way.
Yes. He shot 52.7% in his career. I'm hitting more than 5 out of 10 free throws. I'm hitting 6 out of every 10. Seriously.
Get the heck
absolutely.
Out of here.
I go over Lincoln and Mount Lebanon, I'm hitting 7 out of every 10.
Right, and you're not in an arena.
I'm not worried about that.
Yes,
I block out the noise.
No, well,
there's a huge difference.
I know there's a huge difference.
People
supposedly
have all those targets and stuff in the back, too. They have all kinds of crazy stuff and signs.
It makes me better. I'd probably hit 8 out of 10.
Have you ever did it before?
With people?
With that many people.
So,
in an NBA arena.
Not an NBA arena. But I once won a 3-point competition at the Peterson Event Center. My buddy Nick was a big-time season ticket holder for Pitt. For football recruiting day, whatever it was, we went. He wanted me to go. I went with him. Watch all the highlights, all the Pitt recruits. And then they took us onto the court at Peterson Event Center. They picked like 5 people from the crowd. 3-point competition. I swear to God, I made 6 out of 10 threes.
I need video footage. I do not believe
they
this.
Were all. I'll get my friend to call in. They were all from the top of the key, so there's that. But 6 out of 10. I would never do that again.
At like halftime of a game?
No. This was just, the event was come to the Pete for signing day.
So there wasn't any people in the stands?
There was a ton of people.
It wasn't like a game.
There was probably 2,000 people there.
No.
And I drilled 6 out of 10 threes.
Were the 2,000 people that were present in the seats?
Yes.
Or like walking around?
No. Well, I mean, I'm sure somebody got up to pee. Who wants to watch Crowley shoot 3-pointers?
We have to find footage of this. How come we've never heard this story before?
You know, I've told it before.
No, you
haven't. On the air, I think.
You just set yourself up for the equivalent of Malzi's 9 straight threes with what you're trying
to say. No, because I know that I'm not lying here. I hit 6 out of 10. I would never do that. I'm not a good three-point shooter. I'm not a good basketball player.
But you're saying that you
I'm saying I could hit more foul shots than Shaq.
There's no way. Not in a game setting.
I don't even know how we would simulate this, so it's never going to get decided. But I'll tell you what, I'm hitting more than 53% of my free throws.
We could hold an event at the Peterson Event Center for some sort of charity. Although you don't usually pay, and I feel like if you didn't make them, you should pay a significant amount to some charity.
We can maybe work this out.
For the win.
For the win.
How about
that?
Purple.
Go to 937thefan.com, raising money for women and children who are victims of domestic abuse. Go to 937thefan.com. You can donate. I forget what we were getting into.
I do, too, because I think that you're out of your mind.
It's the one thing that I actually think that I could do out of all, because I have an immense respect for professional athletes, but shooting free throws is shooting free throws. It's all muscle memory.
Tomlin compared T. Higgins to Shaq in a way. And
yeah, I would hope the message he's delivering now twice to the public on that, Doran. After the game and yesterday in the press conference, I hope that's different than the one that he's giving to Joey Porter Jr.
Yes, especially today when in practice. He's going to be around Joey Porter in every drill.
Yeah.
And watching.
I hope. Because it's a problem. He is second in the league in accepted penalties for a corner, and last year he had a lot as well. In college, that was a thing, and you were hope it was going to get coached out of him, and it's only getting worse now. And even if it starts to get better, problem is, are the officials going to allow for him to get better? I have serious concerns about that. Serious concerns. And the one that drove me nuts was, I think he forgot where he was, or he lost track of where he was. He lost track of, I think it was Higgins, in the back of the end zone. And the ball sails like 10 yards over their head. Uncatchable, by the way. And he just tackles. Tackles. Find the ball. I'd find the ball. I get my head around, Doran. All right, coming up next, we switch gears briefly to college football before Ray Fittipaldo joins us at 8 o'clock. The latest college football playoff bracket came out last night, and boy, oh boy, did someone get screwed. Or did they? 15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Steelers insider Ray Fittipaldo going to be joining us at 8 o'clock. Let's get into the college football playoff bracket. Miami ain't getting in, man.
That's crazy.
They ain't there getting it is. In. Huh. Miami is out, and the committee basically said if you're not playing in a conference championship game this weekend, you're not going to be jumping a team that's in the field. So Alabama's 11th. Miami is the first team out. So Alabama's not playing this weekend. Miami's not playing this weekend. And thus, Miami cannot jump over Alabama.
How the hell is Alabama 11th?
Because they're Alabama. A couple things. Number one, I saw somebody tweet out, and there's some national college football writers say, I'm done with college football. It's awful. Man, we've been having the same issues with college football forever.
Yep.
Who are we voting number one? People would bitch about, right? Now, who are the top two teams? Oh, the BCS, this is crap. Then, oh, geez, the fifth team got screwed. Now, oh, my God, who's 13, who's 12, who's 14? It's the same as it ever was. It's always been largely a mythical national championship that it's impossible to decide totally on the field because you've got different conferences, and it's just tough. It's tough. This is the best version that we've got because more teams are invited that can have their say. And part of me does think, Miami should be in over Alabama. But at the same time, like any team that gets left out, I don't know that I can feel terrible for them because, okay, Bama lost to Vandy, Bama lost to Oklahoma, that sucks. Miami lost to what? Georgia Tech.
Bama has three losses, right?
Yeah, they have three losses.
I mean,
what's better, the ACC or the SEC? I don't know. We know how they view it. Playoffs got Texas in, Georgia in, Bama in, and Tennessee in. Four teams. Are those four teams better than, like, is Tennessee definitely better than Clemson? I don't know.
Is a Miami loss better than a Georgia Tech loss? Or is Miami, is a Syracuse loss for Miami, better loss than an Alabama and Vanderbilt loss.
I think the Miami
Syracuse is ranked.
They just ranked Syracuse, which is another reason why it's kind of laughable. Syracuse ranked. Alabama got their butts whooped by Oklahoma.
Butts whooped.
And that's a team that I think just scratched into bowl eligibility. Miami loses to a ranked team. And then Georgia Tech, the team that beat Miami, took the mighty SEC's Georgia Bulldogs to 8 overtimes.
What are we doing here?
I can't get too worked up. Every time I get worked up about it, I'm reminded that this has always been the case, and that this is better than what we've had.
Yeah.
But you're never going to be able to make it fair, because for as long as I can remember, it's been beaten into our skulls that the SEC is the best that there is to offer when it comes to football. But I don't know if it's true. One of the seventh best team in the country, as ranked by this playoff committee, that's Georgia, went to 8 overtimes with a middling Georgia Tech team.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Miami kicked the living hell out of Florida in the first game. I mean, kicked the hell out of them. Miami gets left out. Everyone's talking about how good Florida finished up their season. Florida beats Ole Miss, keeping Ole Miss. I don't know. The whole thing's a jumbled mess. It's a jumbled mess. And I get mad about it, then I don't get mad about it, then I get mad about it, then I don't get mad about it.
It's ridiculous.
Back and forth.
Ridiculous.
Text. Alabama 4-2 against top 25 teams. Miami is 0-1. Yeah, but a week ago, there were three teams that Miami beat that were ranked, and now they're not ranked.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just, right. it fluctuates. I can't get too upset. I can't. Because I think you can also make an argument that South Carolina belongs in over Alabama, both 9-3. That Ole Miss belongs in over Alabama, both 9-3. But it's Bama.
Yeah, it draws. I mean, that's just really what the crux of the discussion is. They draw.
I guess if there's one thing that I want to get mad about, or I guess I could get mad about, Doran, it's that, like, if you lose three games, do you deserve to be in? Unless you are your conference's champion, you win the conference championship game. If you lose three games, maybe that should be the cutoff.
Yeah.
You get three mulligans? Three? It's a lot. We're not used to that in college football.
No, we're not.
It used to be you lose once, it's over. Then it was, okay, if you lose two, you're definitely done. And now you can lose three if you play in the almighty SEC. Doesn't matter who you lose to, Vanderbilt, Oklahoma at 6-6, doesn't matter. If you're a brand, you're getting in. But Miami's a brand. I don't know. It's stupid. But it's going to be fun to watch.
It is going to be fun.
And I can't wait for this weekend.
It's going to be big.
Penn State will be in no matter what. If they lose to Oregon, they'll still be in. If they beat Oregon, imagine a world. I don't think this is unlikely. I think this would happen. If they beat Oregon, I think they'll be the number one seed, Penn State, in the whole thing.
And they'll have what? Arizona State, maybe?
Yes.
I don't know.
So right now they would have Arizona State, and then they'd play Boise State. That
you might just want to stick where you are.
Yeah, where you're at right now.
Because if you're the one, the way that the bracket is now, let's say they flip flop with Oregon, and Oregon is 5, and you're 1. If Penn State wins the Big Ten championship, they would have to play the winner of Tennessee or Ohio State. I think I'd rather I'd rather play an extra game, play Arizona State, than get Boise in round two, because I think Penn State would slap Boise around. All right, let's get back to the Steelers. Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers insider from the Post-Gazette, going to join us coming up next. But first, fan weather. It's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet. Yes, that's right. Washington Road in McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 37, 65% chance of snow.